I tell you, he's a gun carver and tamoko artist is our next guest, Kat Maihi. Thanks, Kat, for joining us on the program, brother. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, brother. Thank you, Kat. Now, some of you might know Kat. He's highly regarded for his artistic ways and brain. But when they open up the Central Rail loop and link, it's got this wonderful Māori imagery. And Kat's has been responsible for a couple of the milestone pieces. One of them is a 3.7-metre bronze sculpture depicting a wahine doing a karanga. It's called Wahine. And he's also done Horatū, two significant new public artworks unveiled at the Te Wai Horatū station precinct, celebrating mana wahine and kaitiakitanga, and of course the enduring stories of mana whenua in the heart of our city. Thanks, Kat, for that work. When you were asked, because it started, I guess, right back from conception and design, because the art features on the new route are very significant. Some have criticised the cost, but hey, they're here for life, so these are important. Let's, as an example, why don't you talk about wahine, the art piece. That's a huge bronze piece, 3.7 metres. Yes. What was your thinking when you were invited to submit a proposal?
Kia ora. Just to clarify, Dale, the two pieces there, one was made by myself, and the tuna was actually, Horatū was made by Chris Bailey of Ngāti Pāua. So the two separate pieces, but just back on the wahine, I guess when I was approached by the iwi forum table, I sort of declined it at first because I thought, you know, there's a lot more other people out there that could do it. I had a bit of work on, but they wouldn't have that, so I got stuck with it. And I decided to try and pay homage to the kaumātua that stands down at Te Kōmititanga, just to refer back to him, because he's been standing there by himself for 60 years. And I thought about, you know, maybe we need to acknowledge our wahine, our woman folk, because they're as powerful as any man on this earth. So I decided to focus and build my concept around wahine and what they do and contribute to our culture and our society.
Tēnā koe, have you worked in bronze a lot in your career, Ewa?
Oh, I've only done it once or twice before. Once was down at the Victor Arena. We've got some pillars out the front there that we've cast in bronze back in, about 2000, I think. And then also at Te Puia, when I was working there, we did a Pātaka Kai. But not at the scale. This is my first sort of solo, or not solo, but my first sort of go at it outside of those places. It's a whole different process for a carver, because a lot of the work you're not actually doing. A lot of the physical work is done by others, and that was a bit hard to sort of deal with, but we got there.
Tēnā koe, when you're working with rākau and you're sort of effectively taking away the rākau to expose the carving, how does that differ from perhaps creating bronze works, Māori?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the subtractive art forms of whakaero is one method, and then you've got the bronze casting, which is a series of processes. So you've got to have a mould, you've got to create a mould, and then that mould gets copied, and then you put it and you add it to something else. So there's both subtractive and additive functions. So it gets a bit busy, but lucky we're working with the right people that know what they're doing, you know, so I don't miss a stage and next minute there's a blowout somewhere. You know, but it is different, definitely.
Am I right? Somebody said it was co-created with, Bronia Scott? How's that fit together?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. That was the other part of it. I didn't want this piece to look like a man had attempted to make the korowai. I actually have a saying, and it's my whakatauki that I use for everything, and it's let the weaver weave the basket. You know, it's not for us to attempt. If you want to get it right, do it right by the right people. So I pulled in Baronia. She's my cousin from Morake. She's one of our master weavers up there. So I pulled her in to inform our process around the making of the korowai. And And the detail you'll see on it, if you get to go and have a look, is so sharp that you can tell it's come from the right people. I didn't want to make it look like a carver had did it, so I got her.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the precinct looks like. I've travelled the trains in Sydney quite a lot over the years, but here's a chance for this underground network to really reinvigorate town. And one of the beautiful things about the whole project, it brings back the mana of Te Waihoretu, which is a story that is long forgotten because we covered it up and used culverts.
That's right.
But it was there, and it's still there. And now we can celebrate it in a more meaningful way. How does it feel to be part of that story for you, Kat?
Oh, it's very awesome. I've only been on this earth 50 something years, and I've heard about this river. I've heard about the story through our people, and to know that we are reigniting those conversations by placing these artworks there. That's exactly what our art forms were always about before the arrival of Pākehā. We didn't know it as art. Everything had a function, and I guess the mahi that we've placed there today or yesterday now has a function of retelling these stories, and it's just important that our past isn't forgotten and that it's recognised and acknowledged. So I'm proud to be there. I'm proud to have done what we've done. And it looks great, and it's of a high standard, I believe.
Yeah, and it's there for a long time. We don't know the actual opening date, but the artworks and the effort that's gone in to create these very interesting and intriguing environments, it did come at a cost. But ultimately, it's something that celebrates our collective histories. The work Horatū by Chris, perhaps best talking to him about it, but again, the Tunashat, where is this artwork on the trail?
Yep. The Horatū is at the bottom of Victoria Street, near Queen Street sort of intersection. Mm-hmm. It's sort of outside the ANZ Bank. And from what I've been told from Chris is that area there was actually a section of the river that sort of cascaded and allowed tuna to spawn and stuff. So that's where our tupuna, all of our tupuna from Tāmaki, that's where they would have got their resources of tuna from. So that's why, I guess that's why that's there. But yeah, definitely that's a story for Chris to talk about, because he's done the work there, and I just think it's an awesome piece. As kids, we used to go to the zoo to see the gecko and all of that stuff and cash in the elephant. Now we got the tuna. Horotu te tuna, kei te taonene. So I'm pretty stoked with that.
I reckon too. I've been really enjoying the vibrant Māori artwork that's been part of the central city of the light walkers. I was uplifted, to be honest. Mate, when you're in a big, stark Pākehā environment, like big cities and the light concrete jungles, and then you get this gentleness and elements of our Māori toi, it's uplifting to me, and I hope to others as well. And I do take note that when you first thought about this sculpture, wahine, that you referenced that koro at the bottom of town. I didn't realise he stood alone for 60 years, but now he's starting to be surrounded by other artworks. I've heard people critical of the cost, but hey, we only had one chance to get it right, and really looking forward to celebrating your work, Kats, when we find ourselves at Te Waihoretu Station and Precinct. We can all take a pride because we need more of this public artwork in our public spaces. Big ups to you and all others who contributed. And need to have a cordial with you, Kats. Thanks for the work you've been doing. You got a big project on now?
I think it's a big project. It's a part of a whare for a school in Auckland. So for them, it's a big thing, and for me, it's a big thing as well. So we continue to work.
Really nice having a cordial with you, brother. Kika, kia mai, kia manawanui. Thanks, man. Thanks very much. Arikatira, or Kats Maihi, renowned master carver and tamaku artist. You were 6:03.